This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wow. So that was the President Donald Trump on a hot mic, kind of. He was caught there talking about Susan Rice. Right at the top, we go to Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, did you happen to catch that? Were you listening to what he was saying? Ellen? Oops, I think we lost Ellen. All right, Ellen, can you hear us? No.
Okay.
Ah, there she is. Ellen, did you happen to catch that thing with Donald Trump and Susan Rice?
I did, and the fact is that she said that she gave the reason that she unmasked these identities to Congress. So we don't really know what she said. We do know what Donald Trump said, as you heard, but we don't know what she said. And until we know what she said, we don't really know what to make of it.
Oh, yeah, crazy. I mean, and for people who were jogging their memory, she's, of course, the former national security advisor, and she privately told House investigators that she, as Ellen said, and you heard Trump say, that unmasked the identities of senior Trump officials to understand why the crown prince of the United Arab Emirates was in New York late last year. So a whole bunch of crazy there. We don't know how that's going to be sorted out. We'll see.
Bunch of crazy. We have Kim Jong-un, who let go of another missile. This time it flew over Japan. They decided not to try and intercept this missile because they felt like its trajectory was not going to land in Japan, which, of course, it did not. But they also told people in Japan to basically shelter in place. So, you know, there's a question. And then, of course, South Korea unleashed its own missile in response, but they think that the reason that Kim Jong-un released this missile was because that he was objecting to the United Nations sanctions, which were quite weakened.
Yeah, no kidding. So they get weakened, and now you wonder, Ellen, you've covered all these administrations. You've seen what's been happening with North Korea. Do you think that, especially with what Trump has said in the past, that we could see something really happen here?
I think, unfortunately, we could, and that's what he has to be very, very careful about. Because if North Korea is using all their resources to develop these horrible missiles, then what do we actually do? Do we shoot them out of the sky, which we say we have the capacity to do? Do, you know, we let him continue to try and develop his nuclear program? I just don't know.
Yeah,
Maybe we need Dennis Rodman there.
Yeah, he should be the ambassador, actually. That'd be perfect. So we move from that, touche, to Trump saying that a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border is not going to be built immediately, but that a deal to enshrine the DACA program as law is pretty close. And he met with the Democrats the other day. How do the Republicans feel about that?
Well, it depends which Republican you talk to. Some of them say there is no deal. There's certainly no deal for a wall, but there may be a deal to increase border security so that it isn't such an open area anymore. However, you know, they're tunneling. I mean, they're using submarines. They're using anything they can use.
Yeah. Wow. Moving from DACA and obviously talking about North Korea here at the top and whatnot, how about this whole thing with Trump going after Bernie Sanders for health care? There's like a blame game happening.
Well, there is a blame game happening, and as you know, Bernie Sanders came up with this Medicare for All agreement yesterday. He had a press conference in the afternoon and got a lot of, he didn't get Nancy Pelosi, didn't get Chuck Schumer on his side, but he certainly got people on his side who are running, a lot of people think are running for president. So clearly that's a very big issue. But the issue is that, of course, Donald Trump tweeted that it isn't very useful and that it's a terrible deal and all that kind of stuff. So it's hard to know what's going to really happen with that. But NBC News reported that Bernie Sanders, that somehow the president called Bernie Sanders' plan to expand Medicaid coverage a curse, and then President Trump talked about single-payer health care. He said it would be a terrible thing for our country, and he called it a curse on the United States and its people. I mean, give me a break. Just stop talking like that. Every side needs to stop calling each other names.
I agree. Absolutely. And now Hillary Clinton's book, and she's on this little mini tour all over the place, and it's kind of getting mixed reviews depending on who interviews her. What do you think?
Well, I've written actually a couple of pieces about that. My view is that Hillary Clinton ought to be Al Gore. Look, Al Gore probably should never have lost that election. But Al Gore has found an issue that he considers very passionate about. He's made a name for himself. He's known for his issue all over the world, and Hillary Clinton needs to do that. She needs. You never heard Al Gore wrote something about the election. He just moved on with his life and moved on with an issue that he cares about passionately. He won an Academy Award. That ought to be the model.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. That ought to be the model. Speaking of the model, well, the model wife anyway, the Treasury Secretary is defending his use of a government plane for his honeymoon travel this summer. And then, of course, we know she let go the other, what was it, last week, 2 weeks ago, maybe longer than that, about the designer wear that she had on. What's happening with that? Because that's a lot of money.
Okay, well, first of all, he didn't wind up using the plane. He made the request for the plane, but he actually didn't use the plane. So it's sort of a matter of why did he make the request, and big deal, he didn't actually use the plane. She, as you know, went after people when they spotted her wearing this very expensive bag, which people thought was $10,000, except I looked it up on the Internet, and the bags were $19,000 to $100,000. I don't know which bag she was wearing. But can you imagine wearing a purse for that kind
no.
of money?
No. I
and
can't.
It has gold-plated or gold accessories. That's what's actually on the bag. And one of the bags, the bag for $98,000, which I don't think she actually used, it has real crocodile or alligator or some cute little animal with big teeth.
Oh, God, I like that cute little animal. All right, so how about this? CIA Director Mike Pompeo no-show for his appearance at Harvard. What do you make of that? Anything?
So what basically happened is another CIA person resigned that day. They were very upset that that Harvard University Politics and Government, the Kennedy School, basically hired Chelsea Manning, used to be Bradley Manning, who leaked all those papers. And so the CIA director said he would not come, and the former CIA guy who was a lecturer there also resigned. So they're not very happy about hiring Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Ellen, great stuff as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming back on the flip side, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. So stay with us here on ATN. Popcorn Shots next.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Show along and see what we can do, see if we can find some really cool things in Philly, as I'll be staying right by, and well, really right on top of all the history, right by Independence Mall, where the Declaration of Independence was signed, and the Liberty Bell's there, and Betsy Ross's house, and Benjamin Franklin going there for a speech and some other things, so I will be in the old seat of liberty, as it were. Very excited to go back home and see my peeps. In the meantime, this is Popcorn Shots here on America Tonight, which means I think there's so much that happens. We're at the crossroads of craziness, right? And the number one crazy is, here's somebody I would like to just, I would just like to pour a giant vat of buttered popcorn on. It would be Kim Jong-un. And that's a layup, because who's not going to say that? Who's going to say, no, I love him, he's my favorite favorite dictator. He's fantastic, as a matter of fact. Well, except for Dennis Rodman. And, of course, Ellen made the snarky reference to Dennis Rodman because he goes over there and plays basketball and is friendly with him. Well, he should tell his friend he needs to stop messing around with these missiles. Another launch over Japan is ridiculous. It's just baiting us to do something, especially with President Trump. He's got nothing to lose. He's ready to go for it. But what does that clearly mean? And where's China's role in this? And what about Russia clearly backing off? It's like the parting of the seas. No one's to be found. So with these intermediate range missiles over Japan, it's creepy. It's creepy and it's baiting and it's defying. It's sending a clear message of, I don't care what you think, in your face. And that means that bait eventually is going to be taken, and probably by the United States. And then what does that mean? Think of the targets. Troops in Asia, right? North Korea might be a little bit closer than you really think. And there's doubts in Tokyo. There's doubts in Seoul. There's doubts in both of those cities that the U.S. is going to risk the annihilation of a U.S. city to protect Asia. You've got the South Korea Joint Chiefs of Staff saying that the missile traveled about 3,700 kilometers, which would be miles, 2,300 miles. Not good. So North Korea keeps saying, no, we're not going to, we're going to just keep continuing these tests. Because the U.S. is hostile to us. So Pyongyang doesn't care what Washington says. Not one bit. Like a defiant child that says in your face every single day, I dare you. Because you know what? I can call Child Protective Services. In the case of North Korea, basically what they're saying is, go ahead. You want to try to test us and test a war? Do it. But it's too bad because something is going to happen here, and it's probably going to be sooner rather than later. Two launches over Japan. North Korea is close to being operational. And so can the warhead survive? Because in the atmosphere, we don't know. That reentry, the detonation process, I'm no scientist, but I know that has to happen. So all of these tests, crazy. And, you know, the UN Security Council had those unanimously approved new sanctions earlier this week over the nuclear test. They banned all textile exports. They're not allowing any country from authorizing new work permits for North Korean workers. That's a popcorn shot. I'd pour a whole vat, like I said, over the top of this guy's head. Ridiculous. Outrageous. Is what it is. All right, let's zig to something else. And here I would say, let's hand out the popcorn. Let's give everybody free movies for a year, because the movies need it anyway, because maybe they'll bring their posse and they'll have to pay, and just give them free concessions, which would include a lifetime of popcorn. And I'm talking about the first responders for Irma. I had family that was in the middle of this, and one family member got it, my aunt, who was in Winter Haven, Aunt Nancy, who didn't expect to get slammed with it. Turns out there's like a leak in the roof, and there's a couple of other things that have happened, and certainly the people near her, her neighbors, same thing. Some of them had worse things happen. But just regardless, Jacksonville, the Keys, the places that really got slammed, Miami. The president praised the first responders for limiting the death toll from Irma, which was the second back-to-back hurricane to hit the United States this year. So absolutely. You know, you had that nursing home. 8 patients died. They lost power. They couldn't do anything. They were just sweltered to death. So, but what has happened is other people were rescued. Other people were pulled out. Other people were saved. And in that incredible storm, it's just ridiculous. You know, I mean, just ridiculous what's happened. I talked to somebody today, in fact, in Sarasota, a pal of mine, who told me about a breeder who had, I want to say they were Shih Tzus. I could be wrong about that, but they were little dogs. And, no, terriers. They were terriers. And this breeder, this poor breeder, is can't do anything because power's out, just dumping water on the dogs and doing whatever she can because it's been out for all these days, and they don't know how much longer it's going to be out. So some people feel like they're camping, and other people are lucky they're getting some electricity. And that's how it is across Florida. But I know some of you listening in Sarasota understand what I'm saying, because some of you are in that similar situation. And if it's gone for a day, but then, it, you know, one thing. But now you're talking about 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. It adds up 10 days. And it's scary. You know, think about it. In the meantime, it's like you look at what happened in, you know, what happened with Harvey in Houston. So I say, like I said, give them all the popcorn they want for a whole year. You see what happened in Houston. And in Houston, I was talking to somebody today, and here's an interesting story. BP, of course, they're totally out. Their office was wiped out. So you have people working remotely, and you have people whose houses were wiped out. So BP employees are taking in other employees into their house for however long, 6-7 months. And, of course, they're being compensated for that by the company. But can you imagine? They're just like, come on, we got to find a place for them. That's fine. You'll live with us. So that's happened a lot, apparently, because there were a ton of workers there. It's about rebuilding, and it's going to take years. You think about it, it's like the Keys were destroyed, 65% heavily damaged. The Keys stretch about 100 miles into the Gulf of Mexico from the Florida's southern tip, and you just have a single highway and a bunch of bridges. And remember, then you had the Harvey, like I'm talking about, plowing into Houston, killing more than 60 people, causing $180 billion in damage from flooding. It has been crazy. I say the same thing for that Cajun Navy that went in and got so many people where the water was up to their waist or they were on the roof. That is just those stories were just amazing. The human chain that was formed. Free movies and popcorn for all of them. Absolutely. No question about it. All right, let's move to another one. Here's another popcorn shot, and it's a little deeper than that. ESPN says it accepts Hill's apology for the Trump tweets, and what this is about is the network. What happened is you had SportsCenter host Jemele Hill, who tweeted this week that President Trump was a white supremacist and a bigot. So the network and Hill both had statements right before midnight, hours after White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Wednesday called Hill's comments outrageous and something that could be considered a fireable offense by ESPN. So she publicly apologized for the trouble she brought on. And it became sort of the latest symbol of the political divide with exchanges that get heated or crazed on Twitter. So she called him a bigot, said it was the height of white privilege to ignore his white supremacy because it wasn't a threat. And she said, well, it's a threat to me. So now they're kind of distancing themselves from that remark. When we come back, Inside the Numbers with We Can Count here on ATN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got
right
cold
back.
Sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Tonight, we're going to go to Bryce Austin here in a few minutes. We're talking about cybersecurity. And, God, and, you know, when we talk about, on this show, we've talked to some incredible people about cybersecurity and what's happened with, you know, this whole latest breach, which is the Equifax, you know, breach and all of the nonsense that's happened as a result of that. Somebody the other day was telling me, oh my gosh, what is going to happen, you know, to all my personal numbers are there, and oh my gosh, I'm outraged. Of course, people are outraged and, are upset and have no idea what to do. And of course, they're investigating. The FTC says they're investigating this Equifax, you know, breach and how crazy it is. And the CEO, you know, apologizes, but he kind of trips on himself actually when he was apologizing. He's trying to calm down investors. So we've got with us now, he's stepping in from our virtual green room, Bryce Austin, and this is his territory. This is his lane. He knows all about this, and boy, I'll tell you what. You say, Bryce, that the mainstream media and all the things that are being reported, they're getting it wrong. What are they getting wrong?
Hi there, Kate. I think they're getting the extent of what this breach means to U.S. citizens wrong. They're saying that 143 million Social Security numbers were breached, and that's true. What they're not saying is that 60% of Americans have already had their Social Security numbers breached in some other event, some other incident. So while it's a problem, I'm not trying to minimize it, it's not the sky is falling doom and gloom. I'm much more concerned about what the total extent of this breach really is. I don't know that it's known yet. We're getting some inconsistencies even today, Kate.
Yeah, and when you say inconsistency, so if you're like my friends and they're panicking, some people I know, and of course the stock plunged even after the CEO even after the CEO announced changes after that breach. What are the real inconsistencies you think that are happening?
Sure. I see a couple that concern me deeply. One, there was a report that came out today that the credit card companies have been putting out an alert to over 200,000 credit card holders that those credit cards were lost in the breach. Well, that was announced, so that's consistent with what Equifax has said. But what the credit card companies put out is that this information was stolen as early as November of 2016. That's inconsistent with the timeline being given by Equifax, and that suggests to me that they may not know the full extent of this breach. The doomsday scenario that I have in my head is this. If it wasn't just this Social Security number information on basically every working American out there, if it was the core data that has the history of our credit going back decades, well, then the bad guys that took this have the ability to manipulate and control at a level that the media is not talking about. We haven't seen this data out on the dark web for sale. That's where criminals go to try to buy it. So as far as we know, they're not trying to profit financially from it. Well, that moves the motivation to manipulation or power or control. So what if I am some foreign government looking for people that would be vulnerable to need some sort of financial help, to be in some sort of bad situation? I'd do two things. I looked at LinkedIn to try to find the 50,000, 100,000 people that would obviously have access to data I want. They're data analysts, they're cybersecurity experts, what have you. Then I'd look at the Equifax data, and I would try to find the 50 or 100,000 people that have had good credit for a long time up until the last year or two. They're going through some sort of crisis, a health issue, a divorce, who knows what. Then I'd try to put those two groups together and see if I can find 500 or 1,000 people that overlap in both and try to manipulate them into giving me data that I want. That's my big concern, and it's not being covered, and that concerns me even more, Kate.
Yeah, and so great stuff. So for Equifax, this breach that happened again, and then talking about it's not on the dark web, manipulating the information and how that concerns you, because if you marry some of those factors together, you're right, it would be a gold mine, wouldn't it? And who knows what somebody would lose in that case, right?
It could be a life-changing issue, Kate.
Oh.
When we have credit card breaches like Home Depot or Target, and Target's the one that I was a team member during the breach. It was an interesting time. When those sorts of things happen, the way those things were found is because the data was being sold on the dark web. And the credit card companies were able to trace back where they were used, and then they went knocking on the door of the retailer that had been breached. Well, that's not what happened here. These were found internally. And because of that, they happened for a longer period of time, and we didn't have a lot of information and insight as it was coming out internally to these companies. That leaves us in the dark a little bit as to just what the extent is. The only information we have to go on is that which Equifax is telling us. And given the things that have come out about their websites where you can check to see if you were breached, that give two different answers to the same person at the same time, to the things they had going on in South America where they had customer service representatives dealing with disputes, yeah, they all shared a username and a password. It was a username of admin and a password of admin. So my six-year-old could now have hacked Equifax. That concerns me.
Yeah, and I can see why. We're speaking with Bryce Austin, and he is a cybersecurity guru, talking about how easy it would be to crack that. So that's bad on Equifax. What did they, in your opinion, and because as you mentioned, you were really inside the target thing, as you called it, a team member, right? So what do you think?
That's correct.
What did we learn from that? And what? Here's what I think that's fascinating. First of all, Equifax. What could they have done differently?
A number of things. As of this morning, they came out that the way the breach initiated, according to them, was they hadn't patched one of the servers that runs the system that was breached since last March. See, when a vulnerability comes out, you see all those Windows patches that show up on your computer. We need to reboot. We need to do an update. It happens all the time. Well, those are security holes that have been found. And the problem is that as soon as the patch comes out, Kate, one of the cyber criminals can deconstruct what the patch did. So then they know where the vulnerability is. So if a system hasn't been patched, well, now they know how to get into it. If you had an armored car in Iraq and you noticed there were some of them that were driving around with a new piece of plate steel on the side, well, what you'd do is you would shoot whatever it is you had at the ones that didn't have that plate steel
yeah.
at that spot. You know where the vulnerability is.
Right.
Well, so that happened last March, and it was a serious vulnerability because it was seen being exploited in the wild. So it wasn't theoretical. Bad guys were going after this. Well, between March and May, Equifax never patched their servers, and that's how they got hacked. That's the first thing that they could have done differently. The second thing, it is blatantly obvious they had no playbook. They had no plan as to what to do if and when the breach happened, which is unconscionable because they've been breached three times before.
Wow.
It just hadn't been this serious. The book I've written on cybersecurity for business owners and executives is available for pre-order on Amazon now. And I have a chapter specifically about how to write playbooks. And if they would have read those 20 pages, this debacle that they've been dealing with in the media and such would have gone a whole lot more smoothly for them. It's really surprising, given the size of the company.
It is. And Bryce, going back to even the target thing and you being in the middle of that and obviously taking some of that, I'm certain, of what you saw and then being able to apply that into this book that you've written. When you look at what happened at Target, do you think that still, I don't understand why more companies aren't taking a lesson from that.
I agree with you. I think, you know, at Target, the people that were affected were the customers of Target. So there were a lot of efforts to try to make things right. You know, I can't speak on behalf of the company. I'm no longer a team member there. But everybody knows they gave 10% off of Target to the whole country for a day. The CIO and the CEO were no longer part of the organization soon after. Big changes took place. The problem with Equifax, Kate, we're the ones that got breached. You and I, the citizens, we're not the customer. We're not. It is the creditors buying this information about us that are the customers. I gave a talk today at the old General Mills building here in Minneapolis, and what I equated us to, we aren't the customer for Equifax. We're the wheat that goes into the processing plant. That's all we are. So we need someone to make them care about this. And that's where I think the buck needs to stop, is that there were good lessons learned in the retail breaches, but it was obvious that the retailers had to do something because consumers were upset, because they were impacted. We don't have that when it comes to this breach.
Yeah, with Equifax, absolutely great stuff, Bryce. Tell us again, how can people get a copy of your book? They go to Amazon. Tell me the name again.
Sure. It is called Secure Enough with a question mark. And if you type that in, you'll see the pre-order. The subtitle is 20 Questions on Cybersecurity for Business Owners and Executives.
Wow. Great. Bryce, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate you.
Not at all. Thank you for the opportunity, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he rocked it because he punches a hole in so much of what we've heard. And even in talking to other cybersecurity gurus, he takes it a step forward and gives you more specifics on really what everybody's missing. And he's right. That's the scary part of this whole breach. Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Give me Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
America, I got to get on board with this football thing because, of course, I'm all over football. When I'm not doing America Tonight on the weekends, I've got a show on NBC Sports, and we're doing college football and of course, we're doing professional football. But on this show, for a long time, for fun and games, I did a segment, and we still are doing that segment called Nail the Score. It's just with our schedules being all over the place, we haven't had a solid night for it. So I am rolling out Nail the Score right now. And so what happens is the game of the week gets chosen in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to call me or send me an email during this segment with the team that you think will win and the final score. So you could be just completely, I don't care about, it's like bingo numbers. I don't care about the NFL. Or you do. It doesn't matter. You're just telling me the team you think is going to win and what the final score of the game is going to be. Like tonight, if you had had the game, and the game was the Bengals and the Texans, and you said, well, I think the Texans are going to win 13-9, you would have nailed the score. Of course, that's a crazy score, and I would have never thought it would be quite that low, and that the Bengals would have bungled it as bad, and congratulations to the Texans and Deshaun Watson, who had a 49-yard touchdown run in the first half, and he was the difference maker in that game. That draft choice worked out really well for the Texans. So anyway, this is our version of Getting It Right. It's called Nail the Score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. It's when we choose that game of the week. And really, the games this week, it's anybody's guess as to what the game of the week is. I see a few games that I like. It's so early in the season. I almost agree with, believe it or not, Bill Belichick, where it feels like the warm-up act. It really feels like the warm-up act. And there's so many huge injuries. I'll tell you what I think the game of the week is. I do think this. And even though I'm from Philadelphia and now I'm in my adopted state of Texas, the great state of Texas, I think the game of the week really is the Eagles and the Chiefs. So if you want to level a guess at us, I know this is so last minute, but if you are up, you're pumping, you're going, you got a heartbeat, crawl to the phone or just pick up your phone and dial these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email. Just all you have to do is go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and write which team you think is going to win, Philadelphia, the Eagles, or the Chiefs, and what you think the final score is going to be. So I know Andy, the technical director for this show, and one of the gaggle of me performers is going to give us a good guess that might just win, because sometimes when you don't, when you're not, like, all into football, that's when you win. So what do you think, Andy? Are the Eagles going to win or the Chiefs?
I think the Eagles are going to win 23-20.
23-20. I like that score. That means it's close, and you picked the Eagles, so that was smart. I'm going to say that I think the Eagles are going to win it, too, and I'm going to say that I think the final score is, and this is a tough game because Kansas City looks great. They have Kareem Hunt. Alex Smith looks good. It's tough to go with the Eagles, to be honest, but I'm going with the Eagles. I'm going to say the Eagles win it 28-24, so I'm thinking it's going to be a high score, too. All right, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 83. And a big shout out to Donovan, you know, our car guru. If he's listening, he probably nodded off already. If he was going to nail anything, it would be the price on whatever the hottest cars are out there. All right, so let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Pete, how are you?
I am wonderful, hunkering in the bunker still.
Oh, I love that. Hunkering in the bunker. You need that hashtag. I love it.
28-19, Chiefs.
Oh, that's a good guess. Chiefs look good, so I'm going to tell you that's good. 28-19. Brother, you might be the winner. Who knows? Thanks for the call. 28-19. So he's hunkering in the bunker. Sharon, she was so concerned about when was Nail the Score going to come back, and here she is. Sharon, what do you think?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, who are the teams again?
Eagles or the Chiefs?
I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs, 34-31.
Ooh, high-scoring game, 34-31. You could be right about that. Has all the snow gone away from Maine?
Oh, long time ago.
Oh, good. Warm temperatures now.
Yeah, we didn't get any of the Irma.
That's good. Because somebody said, you know, if we get Irma up there, it is going to be like snow.
Yeah,
early snow.
My niece lives in Naples, and her has got some damage, minor damage.
Yeah, good minor damage, though. That's the good news there. Yeah, it was crazy what happened. All right, Sharon, thank you. Boy, she really wanted to know when Nail the Score was. I'm so glad that she caught that. So anybody else who wants to do Nail the Score, again, you can hurry and jump on the phone lines, but we're running out of time there. But 855 866-5283, 855-266-5283. So the score, the Nail the Score game is Philly and the Kansas City Chiefs. And really, this is kind of tough to go against the Chiefs because of how they looked in that opener. And I think this is a team that, I don't know, this is a team that could go pretty far in watching them. But I'm still picking the Eagles. So I'm picking the Eagles regardless. But you know, we'll see. So Eagles are at the Chiefs. That's the other extra added edge because, remember, the Chiefs were on the road before, so that makes it even tougher there, I think. And, you know, in looking, if I were going to kind of X's and O's this game for you, I think that, you know, you got the defensive people, units for KC and Philly, that some of them are familiar with each other and they're squaring off against each other. So, like, the Chiefs coach is Andy Reid and the Eagles coach Doug Peterson, they were longtime collaborators with Philadelphia. Now they're on opposite ends of this because, really, Peterson was an understudy to Reid, first as a player at Green Bay and Philadelphia and later as a coach with the Eagles and the Chiefs. So they know each other super, super well. And I would say Kareem Hunt is a big factor here, the rookie running back. He did so well in that first game against the Patriots. He had a lot of inside moves, 11 yards on 3 inside rushes. That's pretty big. And he was able to rush for 14 times in all, 137 yards. So he knows how to split off into those sides and sidestep a little bit further, and he's going to be a challenge. He's really, really going to be a challenge, I think, for the Eagles. Now, the Eagles do have a great pressure defense, so they're going to challenge that offensive line for the Chiefs, but I still think the edge does go, even though I picked the Eagles, I think the edge goes a little bit to KC, clearly here. And especially injury-wise, you're not talking about any big, giant injuries for You're not talking about any big, giant injuries for the Chiefs. They're pretty good. Now, for the Eagles, they lost a starting corner, a guy named Ronald Darby. He had a dislocated ankle against Washington, and he's going to be out, you know, maybe if they're lucky, 4 weeks, but probably closer to 6 weeks, and that is a pretty big injury. I'll announce both of these because we got a couple of emails in, and if anybody emails me right until the time we hit over the other side of this, you know, break, you're definitely in. But here's one from Christopher. Kate, I just happened to catch Nail the Score, so I'm frantically trying to get you a scoring guess. I think it's going to be Kansas City beating Philadelphia, and I think the final score is 28-17. I think there's that big of a gap, and Kansas City starts to pour it on at the end. And quickly, this one from Jack, who says, oh, I'm picking the Eagles because of you. So I say the Eagles win it, and the final score is 27-19. I'm going to give you all that respect. Wow. That would be crazy, crazy good and make me very, very happy, but I don't think we're going to see that much of a gap. Thanks to everybody for playing our little game and listening to this version of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.